Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Collateral damage from the lockdowns. Hi, I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom with Holly Mead. While the lockdowns or stay-at-home orders surrounding COVID-19 are increasing domestic and child abuse, child sexual exploitation, alcohol consumption, pornography, mental stress, and even suicide, the data is now coming from not only the United States, but around the world, that all of these areas are on a dramatic increase due to the lockdowns. And it simply is common sense. Why? Because when, you know, as the American Psychological Association warned earlier on, as the social stresses were starting to be imposed, it's just natural for you to understand the human dynamic. And they pointed out, as I have pointed out, that the increase of these lockdowns will increase all kinds of abuse. We are ripe for the situation when abuse and mental stress increases. Why? When somebody loses their job, as many people have, they lose their income, or they're at home and they don't know about their job. So people who haven't lost their job yet are oftentimes at home. They're in small quarters. The children are home if there's children in the family. You have an increased amount of tension. They're watching the media. They're glued to the social media. They're afraid. They're confused. Some of the social systems and support that some of these people relied upon are either gone or they're closed or they're limited. So with being locked down, the increased stress, strained financial situation, and the disconnection from social services and support, you have a recipe for disaster. And I knew this was coming, and it's unfortunate because I call these the forgotten people, the people that are the collateral damage from these lockdowns that are so often forgotten, and it literally breaks my heart to see what's happening.
You know, absolutely. Look at the Kaiser Family Foundation. It's done some research, and they found by mid-March, 32% of people that were polled said the worry and stress about this coronavirus had a negative effect on their mental health. By the end of March, so we're talking from mid-March to the end of March,
difference.
That number rose to 45%.
Over
45%.
That's a 13% increase.
Yeah, and the numbers are even higher for parents with children under 18 because, you know, they're homeschooling and the mothers are feeling the stress even more than the dads in many cases.
Yeah, some of these parents, they've never homeschooled and they have these kids in public school and they've had to try to figure out how to go online with these makeshift situations. The kids are home in situations where perhaps the father is at home. You have loss of income. The increase of stress is incredible.
Or single parenting, too, trying to do all that, plus
oh my gosh,
worried about the job and then trying to take care of the children and everything else.
Well, domestic violence and child abuse have dramatically increased. The New York Times reported that mounting data suggests that domestic abuse is acting like an opportunistic infection flourishing in the conditions created by the pandemic. The rise in domestic violence is occurring worldwide. The National Domestic Abuse website in the United Kingdom saw an increase of traffic right after the lockdowns by 150%. That number is higher the longer you go into the lockdowns. That's just not the United Kingdom, that's the United States. NPR reported an increase in online child sexual exploitation since the COVID lockdowns. There's even been an increase, this is sad, an increase in child sexual abuse being streamed live online.
Oh.
The increase in child sexual exploitation is due in part to, one, the children being home, two, the other adult being home, related or not related in that home, increased stress, increased consumption of alcohol, and an increase in viewing pornography online. I'll want to talk about the pornography online because that was one thing when I had said earlier on all these things were going to increase. I didn't include that. But it's a natural understanding to understand what's happening. We'll talk about that in a minute. But there are people, my friends, who are horribly suffering by these lockdowns.
Well, you talk about victims. I mean, in this case, victims have nowhere to go. Their churches may be closed. Shelters are at capacity. So there's nowhere to turn, nowhere to run.
Yeah, and you know, the alcohol consumption has skyrocketed because people are at home. Also, I think drug addiction is going to skyrocket. People are at home. They're depressed. They're worried about what to do. And when you have an increase of alcohol consumption with the stress and the children at home, and then they get on your nerves, and then somebody starts getting involved in pornography, you have a recipe for disaster. And I had a Facebook friend. I don't know if he is a Christian or not. He is somebody who's politically conservative. I was about ready to defriend him because, not that he was saying anything against me, but the way in which he was speaking just was not becoming properly to my liking. And just before I made the move to defriend him, I'm not quite sure if I know him. You know, I have certain people that I don't know that have gotten on my Facebook, many, because I early on accepted a lot of people, had no idea who they were, and I've tried to tailor that down. However, he came out with a statement just a few days ago, and he apologized for some of his language. And he says he takes full responsibility for it. But he says, I have drank more during this lockdown than at any time in my entire life. Mm. And that was just really a sad indication. My friends, that's a tip of the iceberg. That's a tip of the iceberg.
And many people wouldn't be like him and take accountability for his actions and realize the reasons. They just keep doing it and then right. hurt others as a result.
Well, there's been a dramatic increase in viewing pornography online. And there are studies now across the world. India, shortly after the lockdowns, saw an increase of 95% in demand for online child pornography. 95%. And this phenomenon, whether it's different percentages, is not isolated to India or any one country. The pandemic has increased online pornography in many parts of the world, including the United States. What's happening are people are at home. They don't have some things to do. They have stress, alcohol, you name it. Mm-hmm. Some people may have slipped into pornography before. Others are getting into it for the very first time. And I'm telling you, once you get into that, it can become addictive. And when the country opens up again, it doesn't mean they're going to stop viewing the pornography. It's going to be a pattern that will need to be addressed. I have read testimonies and stories of people who have been addicted to pornography, and they have been away from it. They've been able to be free of it. But sadly, so many of the stories are now saying that they have relapsed multiple times. I think you're going to see the same thing with people who have been addicted to alcohol, a relapse. You're going to have so much collateral damage. I know I've talked to people that are in the area of domestic law. They've seen an increase in requests for divorce. Law enforcement, one of the individuals who works in the law enforcement, asked how are they doing during these lockdowns, and they said they are busier than ever. Why? Because they are answering an overwhelming load of requests for domestic and child abuse violence in the homes.
And that's the most frightening for them to have to deal with, are domestic problems.
Yeah, and that's one of the most dangerous things for them to get into because people are not thinking rationally. Right. There's an increase, my friends, also in suicide. I don't want to be a bearer of bad news. Here's what I want to say. What I want to say is we have to reconsider these lockdowns. Yes, we have to address the virus, no question. But these lockdowns have other consequences. These are the forgotten people who have become the collateral damage in these far-reaching lockdowns. We must not forget them, and we must do better to protect the people who are being harmed by the government's response to COVID-19. Churches, my friends, are more essential now than they were before the pandemic. I analogize this to coming outside after a hurricane or a tornado, after you've hunkered down inside and you look and your community has been devastated. My friends, I think that's what's going to happen. And our work, the church's work, the real essential work of the church, is going to be more important than ever to heal these individuals who are the forgotten ones. I hope that you pray, stand with us as we pray for them, but also help them reach out to somebody, give them an uplifting word. Make yourself a world changer in your community. Visit Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. That's lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. Call us at 407-875-1776. lc.org.